محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، وعلى ابن عمه علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم كن وليك الحجة ابن الحسن، صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة. Tonight is the most blessed and most honorable among all the nights, the most decisive night throughout the whole year, a night our destinies, our fates are going to be made distinct and determined. فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. Every affair of our life, our lifespan, our livelihood, our happiness, success, or failures are going to be determined tonight in partnership with our intentions and our deeds and our plans and what we deserve. What we deserve, which is based on expediency and wisdom and justice of the divine. Tonight, we have to clean and cleanse our intentions. We have to purify our hearts, and we have to be sincere with our Lord. Tonight is more than any other night or any other day or any other time of the year. We need God. We need His company. We need His forgiveness. We need His mercy. We need His blessings. It is tonight that is going to determine our direction for the next 360 days. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. They arrive, the angels, accompanied by the Ruh, the Holy Spirit, the greatest of the angels, with our files and our case. They arrive upon the seal of the Awsiya. The Prophet is the seal of the Anbiya, and Al-Imam Al-Mahdi is the seal of the Awsiya, the successors to the Prophets and the Messengers. Tonight, we have to do everything possible to strengthen and renew our ties and our friendship with our Lord. We have to renew our allegiance to Him, that we're going to be obedient servants and obedient slaves to Him. Tonight, we make a vow and a pledge with our Lord that we will continue our prayers. on time. We would even make it better than the past. If in the past we did not take prayer serious, from tonight on we have to take the prayer serious. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who offer their prayers in sublimity and humility, those who submit themselves before their Lord with humility. And also we continue the dua, reading dua every single day. Every single day we have to do two types of recitation. One is Holy Quran every single day in your life. Make a pledge and make a promise with your Lord tonight that He would enable you to recite the Quran every single day in your life. Take some time. I know we are busy. I know we are running day and night, but we should not forget our final destination, and we should not forget our ultimate friend, God. We should talk to Him. Two ways of talking to Him: through the Holy Quran and through the dua, the supplications. In the school of Ahlul Bayt, our Imams, they provided us with a blueprint, with a roadmap. They showed us the way how we speak to God. Every prayers that you do, it has a special taqibat. Taqibat means what you do after the prayers immediately. Taqib, it means a supplement to the prayers. Don't leave your prayers rug unless you recite these 2 or 3 minutes taqibat. Salatul Fajr has a beautiful taqibat. Salatul Dhuhr, Salatul Asr, Salatul Maghrib, Salatul Isha. These are homilies, and these are communions that strengthens your relationship with your Lord, especially when you focus on the dua, when you know what you are saying. And also tonight is the night of istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened His gates and His doors and His heart and His arms for us. Allah is welcoming you tonight. Allah is saying, no matter what you did, no matter what wrong and violations and sins you have committed, My mercy is bigger. My forgiveness is wider. It would embrace you. So take this offer. Take this offer seriously. Do not decline it. Take this offer seriously tonight from the most generous and from the most honest. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Allah is not kidding with us. Allah does not exaggerate. Allah does not lie. He created the truth. He is the Lord of the truth. So when He says, my arms are open to embrace you, accept this offer and go towards Him. And take some moment tonight, some moment, 5, 10, 15 minutes by yourself, and confess to your Lord what you have done against yourself and others. Share with your Lord. Do not share with a human being. Share with the one who is trustworthy, which is Allah. And tell Him what you did. And tell Him, I'm sorry for that. I apologize. I wronged myself. قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. I have wronged myself. And if you do not forgive me, I'm going to perish. I don't want to live this life while in my files there are sins, because I can't afford the day of accountability. I can't afford standing before you the day of judgment if my file is filled with sins. So try to wipe them out tonight. Tonight, before Fajr. Because tonight, Allah says, Salamun hiya hatta matla'il Fajr. It's a night of peace. God would not become angry tonight. God would not become tired or frustrated. God would not be disappointed tonight. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. He says tonight is the night of peace, and I want you to come to me with confidence. Have self-confidence, come to me, but be sincere when you come to me. When you make a pledge, honor this pledge. When you make a promise with me, honor this promise. Tonight is the night of istighfar. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَسْرَفُوا. Say to my servants who made excessiveness of sin and violations against themselves. لا تيأسوا من رحمة الله. Do not give up. Do not give up your hope on God's mercy, on God's forgiveness. God is the Lord of love. He is the creator of mercy and compassion and love. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. He is closer to us than anything else in this universe. We seek refuge in Him. هَارِبٌ مِنْكَ إِلَيْكَ. The sinner says, I run away from you, but back to you, because I can't find another refuge, another safe haven, except you. So I come back to you. And you are going to the right place. You are going to someone who's not disappointing you. Neither someone who's going to create a scandal for you. Allah astar al-satirin. This is what we read in Dua al-Jawshan al-Kabir. Allah protects you against the scandals, against embarrassment. He protects your honor, He protects your reputation, He protects your dignity. So go back to Him. Tonight is the night of istighfar. Anything you did, any violation you did, He's ready to forgive, provided that we are sincere. We are sincere in our return to Him. Imam al-Sadiq, our leader, the leader of the Ja'fari school of thought, the Ja'fari tradition, the Ahlul Bayt tradition, the Shia Muslim tradition. Imam al-Sadiq says, if you want to be part of my group, then these are my conditions. If you want to fill the form and join Imam al-Sadiq's school and way of life, which is the way of life of a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Then you must fill the form and you must abide by these rules and regulations. Ma shi'atuna, he says, our Shia are none but those. Ma shi'atuna illa man ittaqa Allah wa ata'a. Number one, those who perform taqwa in their life every single day. We should not be separated from taqwa, my friends. If we get separated from taqwa, we're going to go into the wrong direction. So taqwa Allah, the reverence for God. Do not forget taqwa. Wa ata'ah, with the taqwa comes obedience. And God has stated in this book and in the hadith of the Prophet, what is good, what is and what is bad, what is lawful and what is unlawful. So obedience to God. And then what else after that? وَمَا كَانُوا يُعْرَفُونَ. They would be known only through التَّوَاضُع, humility. A Shi'i person, a follower of Ahlul Bayt, is never arrogant. Not an arrogant person. There is no room for arrogance in the school of Ahlul Bayt. مَا كَانُوا يُعْرَفُونَ إِلَّا بِالتَّوَاضُعُ وَالتَّخَشُّعُ, humility, khushu' before their Lord. They feel His presence in their life. Not just saying, Ya Allah, but feeling it. Feeling His presence inside them, in their heart. وَالْأَمَانَ, being honest. Being honest. If we are not honest, we are not part of school of Ahlul Bayt. We have to go and find another school, another tradition. Honesty is one of the most important fundamentals of the school of Ahlul Bayt. وَكَثْرَةِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, and frequently they remember God. Frequently. Have you seen some kids when they frequently sing songs? We have to sing God's remembrance with the heart and the mouth, both. وَكَثْرَةِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَالصَّوْمِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. The real Shias are the one who never miss their prayers nor their fasting. The same Imam says, the same Imam al-Sadiq says, oh, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, if you want to die according to their tradition, you must never miss your prayers. لا تنال شفاعتنا يوم القيامة مستخفا بصلاته. Our shafa'ah, our help, would never reach an individual that does not care about his or her prayers. That does not care about his or her prayers. I get sad sometimes because I see some Shia who do not care about their prayers. They don't. They don't respect the prayers. The sign of a good Shi'i, a good follower of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Holy Quran, and Imam Ali, and Fatima al-Zahra, and Imam Hassan, and Imam Hussein, and Imam al-Sadiq, and Imam al-Mahdi, is the one who cares about his or her prayers. Make a vow. If you have not done this for the last few years, try to do it from tonight. Take care of your prayers. Do not miss your prayers. وَصِدْقِ الْحَدِيثِ. And they are truthful when they speak. وَالْبِرْ بِالْوَالِدَيْنِ. They are dutiful to their parents. وَتَعَحُّدِ الْجِيرَانِ. And they are also caring about their neighbors. Not just their parents, but their neighbors too. So tonight we have to make these promises with Allah. If you need success, then be true to Him. Stay genuine to these promises. You will see the help in your life. You will see the effect in your life. You will see the success. You will see the forage in your life. You will see it in your life. But make sure that these promises are true. There are certain times we forget about God. Even those who pray, even those who fast. I'll give you some examples. They go through a period of negligence, spiritual negligence, ghafla. غفلة عن ذكر الله. أولئك هم الغافلون. You know how it happens when you are praying and fasting, but yet when there is a gathering, let's say a marriage party, birthday party, graduation party. Alhamdulillah, we have plenty of parties, mashallah. Shower, you know, for all type of people, shower, you know. So when you go to these places, do not forget God. Do not commit a sin. Do not commit a sin. When there is alcohol available in any session, boycott that session. Don't go. Don't go. Don't say, I'm losing money here. I'm going to lose my business. Allah is the one who provides you with business, with provision. Believe me. Believe me. No one is going to die because he disobeyed God. No one is going to die. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. On the contrary, God says, if you obey me, if you are good with me, you would lead a very honorable life. You are not going to lose. So, أَدَاءُ الْأَمَانَةِ. To fulfill the trust. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَخُونُوا اللَّهِ وَتَخُونُوا الرَّسُولَ وَالرَّسُولَ وَتَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Do not betray. Do not betray God and the messenger of God, his apostle, while you know, while you are aware. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. The children that we have given you, the money which is in your bank account, in your wallet, in your pocket, this is a trial and a test. Fitna. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Your families are a trial. We are testing you. When God gives you a family, He's testing you. This is why, my friends, the first trust that has to be honored and respected is your family. Your family. Many of you are fathers and mothers. Some of you are going to be soon, inshallah, mothers and fathers and grandfathers. The family is a trust. Respect the family. Protect the family. Fathers should not betray this trust. Fathers should spend quality time with their children in America. In this country, in this society, we are at high risk of losing our children. And if you lose your children, number one, you're going to be a real loser. Because Allah says, إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ. The losers are the one who lost themselves and their families. وَأَهْلِهِمْ. So, and then, nothing is going to substitute you. Imagine you lose your son, your daughter to drugs, to alcohol, to deviation, to corruption, to whatever. And then they tell you, okay, your son is gone, we give you this car instead of that. Enjoy this car, enjoy this house. Nothing is going to substitute for that. So don't lose them. Spend quality time teaching them, being a role model. Teach them to speak the truth. Teach them to be honest. Teach them to be disciplined. Teach them to respect their parents and their siblings and their country and the environment. Teach them. You have to teach them. Do not wait for the school year to come and the teacher, geography teacher, English teacher, math teacher is going to teach them. That would never happen. You are the teacher. A father is a teacher. Same thing with mothers. Mothers, why the Quran says mothers are the highest position and highest office and highest highest occupation. Why? Just because of biological process? Because she delivers baby? No. Because she's muallim. She's a mentor. She's a protector. She inspires. She gives. She instills values, human values, Islamic principles in her children. Children take after their mothers and fathers too. Otherwise, getting pregnant is not difficult. Getting pregnant is the easiest thing today. But raising good children is the most difficult task. Otherwise, bringing children one after the other through pregnancy, it's not very difficult. It's not very difficult. But raising one son, one daughter, to be good servants of God, to be humble, to be of benefit to their society, to their religion, to their country, this is very difficult. And this requires the work of both, the husband and the wife, the father and the mother. Both of them have to work, because my friends, ibadat are of a different types. Prayers is ibadah. Feeding an orphan is a ibadah. Fasting, ibadah. Being nice to your parents, ibadah. But the greatest one is when you serve your family well and you teach them and you educate them as a father, as a mother. When you bring about noble family, good family, this is afdalul ibadat. This is the best type of worshipping. This is what God wants you to do. God does not want you to spend all your time in the masjid 24 hours. Or you fast all the whole year. God wants you to fast 30 days to learn, to get inspired. So you go and teach your family. Protect your family. Create good family, healthy family, noble family. أفضل العبادات. Be good fathers and good mothers. And also, my friends, you know what is happening around us. You hear about the shootings that happens and takes the lives of innocent people in the East, in the West. No day passes by without hearing the news of some bombings in this country and that country, in Muslim country and non-Muslim country, by people who lost their families, those terrorists, those murderers, who kill innocent people, they graduated from shattered and broken families. They lacked family values. They lacked a good father and a good mother to inspire them, to teach them, love and compassion and love for the humanity. The result is that someone gets out of a broken family, he or she would go and kill and destroy. Those are the products of a broken family. Try to fix your family. Try to keep your family healthy and strong. And then I say to the young generation, I know many of you, by the grace of God, you are nice and kind to your parents. But during Laylatul Qadr, you have to make a vow and a promise to be even much nicer. Nicer to your parents. Reach out to your parents. Be of service to your parents. If you lose your parents and you have not done enough, you're going to regret that till the last day of your life. And then you can't repair it. You can't do anything about it. Be good to your mothers. Be extra nice and kind to your parents and to your fathers and mothers. Make a vow. Nothing can save you. On the Day of Judgment, the Prophet says, if you do all the good deeds, but yet you have conflict with your parents, you are not in good terms with your parents because of arrogance, then you are not going to be allowed into paradise. So the gate to paradise passes through your mother's consent and your mother's prayers and your mother's approval. So be humble to your parents. And then also, an advice tonight to those who are married, and many of you are married, alhamdulillah, and many of you have good families and good partners, and you have to be thankful to God. You have to be thankful to God. If God has given you a good partner, this is the real richness. Maybe God does not give to some of us wealth. Maybe He does not give maybe knowledge. Maybe He does not give this or that. But if He has given you a good husband and a good wife, you have to be thankful to Him. Because the recipe for real peace in this world is a strong family. And the recipe for a strong and healthy family is a good partner. Is a partner whose first and foremost is your friend. Your husband should be your friend. Your true friend. Your wife should be your true friend. So, for those who have good families, good for you. Good for you. You have to be thankful to God. And for those who are complaining, and many people are complaining today because of their spouses and their marriages, many of them. Tonight, tonight is the night we promise Allah that we're going to go back home, and I have to work on my marriage. I have to work on my relationship with my spouse, because she is the closest one to me. And if you have children, then you are sharing the most precious gift that God has given you, children. And you have to work together to raise them. Mothers should not single-handedly deal with their children, neither fathers. Both have to put hand in hand to protect their children, to raise their children. It is a shared responsibility. So fix your problem. Go back and try to work. Allah has given us something that He has not given to anything in this universe. Allah has given us reason. Allah has given us healthy ways of communicating with each other. Ar-Rahman 'allama al-Qur'an, khalaqa al-insan, 'allamahu al-bayan. Use this gift to communicate with your family. If you have conflict at home, solving the conflict is easy, provided that you are serious. You are serious and you want to save your family. So through bayan, through reason, through piety, through the fear of God, try to fix the problems in the family. And put, for those, I know some people are thinking of getting divorced. Tonight I came to the mosque, and sometimes while I'm driving to the mosque, I say, oh God, please make this night a beautiful night, without any incidents, without any bad incidents. Oh God, make this night peaceful night. Let it pass with peace and happiness. And as soon as I was about to enter, two people were waiting for me, greeting me with divorce. We want to get divorced. They left the whole year. They chose Laylatul Qadr to get divorced. So, try before you get divorced. Allah has given you the ability. If you crush, you know how to avoid the divorce and avoid divorce? Crush selfishness and arrogance inside you. Crush it. You would never go to court. You would never even think of getting divorced. Crush it inside you. Allah has given you the ability to work together. Do not put, sisters, most of the people who ask for divorce are females, wives. 90% are wives and 10% are husbands, unfortunately. I am not blaming the wives, neither supporting the husbands. But this is a reality. This is a statistic here. 90% of those who petition are females, 10% are male. I say to both of them, to the husbands as well as wives, do not put yourself before the family. Put the family before yourself. Put the future of the family, the safety of the family. Put your children before yourself. Do not be selfish. Don't be selfish. Don't fail in this test. If you fail in the test of the family, you are not going to succeed elsewhere. Family is your first fortress to protect you. Do not destroy it. Do not destroy it. Work on it. Rather than abolishing it and destroying it, try to fix it. Try to fix it. And many of these conflicts are fixable. Many of them. I know some of them are stage 4. Stage 4, you can't do anything about it. So it has to go for divorce. Few of them. But many of them are fixable. Try Laylatul Qadr. In this majlis, if we have a man or a woman who are contemplating on separation or divorce, think about it again. Think about it again. And try to fix your relationship with your spouse, because God becomes happy when you are with your wife, when you are with your husband, helping each other, protecting each other, being together. This is what makes him happy. Do not make God sad by breaking your family. Don't do that. And not only fixing the relationship between the husband and the wife. If you are a good family, a model family, if you are a good husband and a good wife, and a good mu'min and a good mu'mina, if there are two people or two families who are not talking to each other, they have a problem, a conflict, shaitan came in the middle and destroyed their relationships, go to them and mediate and try to bring them back. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam says, أُصِيكُمَا بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَجَمِيعُ وُلْدِي وَمَنْ بَلَغَهُ كِتَابِي بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَصَلَاحِ ذَاتِ بَيْنِكُمْ صَلَاحِ ذَاتِ بَيْنِكُمْ. Fear God and try to mend and fix relationships among people. Be a good ambassador. Be an ambassador, real ambassador of peace. We have ambassadors who work for the United Nations, ambassadors of peace. But you have to be the ambassador who work for God, God has mandated you. The Prophet has mandated you. Imam Ali has authorized you and encouraged you to go and work between the families and bring them together. Bring them together. This gets you closer to God, believe me. This is more beneficial to you than extra prayers and extra fasting. This is the wording of Imam Ali. Imam Ali says, if you leave the extra prayers and fasting and go travel somewhere, spend some time, some effort to bring people together, this is more rewarding in the eyes of God. More rewarding. Because God wants to see His community at peace. God does not want to see us fighting. He hates fighting. وَإِن جَنَحُوا لِلسِّلْمِ فَاجْنَحْ لَهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Always be inclined to peace. Even with your enemies. Sometimes you can't bring people and tell them believe in this idea. You can't. People have different ideas. But different ideas does not mean we cannot live together or work together or cooperate. We can do that. We can do that. Be together. Britain, after voting to be out of the EU, now they are thinking of coming back again after 3 days. Because they started regretting it. They felt the pain. We are more important than countries and political systems, human beings. We are human beings. So we have to get together. We have to go back with each other. And one of the best ways of keeping the society strong and happy and together is to abandon ghiba, to abandon accusations, pointing your fingers at people. Don't do this. Don't do this. Respect people. Do not rush to judge people. Sometimes someone irresponsible comes in a house, in a community, in a family, bringing some lies with him. And people rush to believe him. Do not do that. This is not the ethics of this book. The ethics of this book is إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. If someone who is immoral, a sinner, comes with a piece of news to spread it among you, do not believe him or her. Do not. فَتَبَيَّنُوا. Be human being. Respect your reason. Respect your mind. Don't rush into rumors and accusations and gossip. Stay away from gossip. When the Prophet heard one of his neighbors during this month, the month of Ramadan, gossiping, he called her. He said to her, eat the food. She said, I'm fasting. He said, no, the real fasting is not from food or drink. The real fasting is to fast from gossiping and accusation. Control your tongue. Control your tongue. The Prophet says, you know what takes people, most of them go to hell, hellfire, you know? The number one reason is the products of their tongues. The products of their tongues is what they say. What they say. Most of them, 90% are going to go to hellfire because of what they say. Because of the accusations. Because of the ghibah, backbiting, slandering. Namima, when they transfer the bad news from one community into another, we have to stop this. We have to grow. We have to grow. If we don't stop this, these prayers and fasting and al-ghawth are not going to help us, believe me. We are wasting our time. We are wasting our time. The Prophet says, you don't have to spend the whole night in dua. Spend 5 minutes, but be genuine. And follow the dua. Follow what you say. Most of us, we do not follow what we read. The screen is going to come down. Dua al-Jawshan. I wish we can follow 1% of what we read. We don't. This is why Muslims are going backward. Backward. Muslims are going backward. Because they do not follow what they read. They read only with their tongues. Not with their hearts and minds. We have to stop this. We have to grow. An Islamic community has to be healthy and strong, helping each other. Being the strongest community in America. We are not. We are not the strongest community in America. Believe me. Islam is not just not to eat pork and not to drink alcohol. And Islam is to respect each other. Respect the reputation, the dignity of each other. Do not spill it. Do not spoil it. This is Islam. This is a healthy community. Laylatul Qadr, tonight, is an opportunity for us for self-evaluation and self-realization and self-examination and self-criticism. My friends, tonight, in a brief, in a nutshell, tonight, what is the meaning of Laylatul Qadr? Why all of you here and outside have left your homes and came to the mosque on a Monday where tomorrow is a working day? Why did you do this? You came, your answer would be because of Laylatul Qadr. Imagine an American passes by here and he says, what is Laylatul Qadr? What's the significance of tonight? What is it? Have you asked yourself? What are you aiming for? We aim for one thing. Spiritual and moral transformation. Change. We want to change ourselves. To be better servants of God. Period. This is our aim. And we are not going to achieve this aim if we do not criticize ourselves. Genuinely. Look at yourself. بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرٌ. Read yourself, examine yourself. We have faults. Every human being, including me who is standing here and shouting, we have faults. We have errors, we have mistakes. We have to fix them. We have to grow. We have to learn. We should not repeat these mistakes. So in order for us to achieve the fruits of tonight, the transformation, number one, we have to confess our faults and our mistakes. Number two, we have to try to work on them and fix them. And fix them. This is the meaning. When you, in a few minutes, you're going to carry the Quran and put it on your head. Bika ya Allah, bika ya Allah, bi Muhammadin, bi Aliyin, bi Fatima. What does that mean? It means, Allah, I need your help. Help me. Assist me. Assist me to change myself. Not to be the same with the same mistakes. I need to break free from my past, from my wrongs, from my failures. What does it mean to say, Al-Ghawth, Al-Ghawth, Khalasna min al-Nar, Ya Rab? We're going to repeat this 100 times tonight. Do you know the meaning of it? Al-Ghawth means, oh God, help, help. You are sending a distress call, like a ship in the middle of the ocean, where it hits a sea storm. And then they send a distress signal. Distress signal. We are sending this. Al-Ghawth, Al-Ghawth. I'm distressed. Help me, reach out to me. Because I want to change myself. We need to change ourselves. This is the real meaning of Laylatul Qadr. We ask Allah to enable us tonight to be true servants, true seekers of help. True. When we send the message, we need it. When you send the message and you mean it, you get the answer. If you don't mean it, you don't get the answer. Allah only answers serious seekers. Serious. Those who are not serious, Allah would never waste his time to listen to them, let alone answer them. Be serious that I'm going to change. Tonight is the eve of the 23rd, Laylatul Qadr al-Kubra. The greatest night, full of a blessing. I need to collect as much as I can from the sky, from heaven. I need to make. So, be serious in this. And one last thing before I conclude tonight. We have in our community a phenomena that concerns me and concerns many teachers and educators and leaders and fathers and mothers. We have A growing number of our young ones who are single and they are looking for partners. And tonight is the night where you ask God to help you and assist you to find the right partner. Right partner. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you to find the right partner. What does that mean? The right partner is the one who has two qualities. But we don't ask for these two qualities. We ask for every other quality except these two. These two are not on the mind of the young ones. They neglect them. They forget about them. They don't care about them. And these two qualities are iman, faith, and second, akhlaq, good manners. They complement each other. Try to find in your partner these two qualities. When you have these two qualities, money is going to follow. Believe me, success is going to follow. A good house, good health care, good job, good this, they are going to follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who seek faith, listen to the Quran. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Those who have good faith and they do good deeds, then I am going to make their life beautiful and peaceful and smooth. They're going to enjoy their life. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ لَام. Allah says, I will. Allah takes an oath. He says, I will make their life beautiful. Look for faith and akhlaq. Money will come, and beauty would come, and attraction would come, and a house would come, and everything else would come. Believe me. Put these two. Lower, my friends, lower the bar of material expectation and raise the bar of moral and ethical expectations when it comes to marriage. But if you're going to look only for someone who's famous, someone who's attractive, someone who's physically this, someone who had 15 plastic surgery all over hers or her body, then believe me, you are not going to achieve happiness, period. I'm telling you. Most of those who had plastic surgeries, with all due respect to plastic surgeons, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless them, and bless those who had plastic surgeries, most of them, whatever, you know, I'll say it next year, inshallah. So, try to find the right spouse, because God wants you to get married. God wants you to establish a family. God does not want you to be single. God wants you to navigate your way in this life with a partner. And thus, the Prophet ﷺ says, مَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَلْقَ اللَّهَ طَاهِرًا مُطَهَّرًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلْيَلْقَهُ بِزَوْجَهُ. Whoever wishes to stand before his Lord on the Day of Judgment, purified, cleansed, no sins, with peace of mind, then he or she should meet him with his spouse, with your spouse. If you are a husband, if you are a male, you have to have a female, huh? Not another male. If you have a male, you stand with a female. If you are a female, a wife, you stand with a male husband. Okay? From the opposite gender, not the same gender, opposite gender. You stand before your Lord. If you want to be cleansed, what does that mean? You know the meaning of this hadith? The meaning of this hadith, it says, because you are so kind enough, generous enough, and patient enough to live in this life for 50 years with your wife and your husband with no problems and no conflicts, you knew how to resolve them, and you were you left this life while you are still have a wife or a husband and children, good family. Allah is rewarding you. Rewarding you for the 50, 60 years of living as a good husband or a good wife. So he says, you are standing now. But if you decide halfway through, no, I can't take it anymore. No, life is hell for me. I'm not for this. Myself is more important than my family, more important than my children. Allah says, then I have other priorities to do. I only look at those who are strong. They have strong resolve. They have self-confidence. They can take it. Those who broke, sorry, I have no room for them. Only the healthy and the powerful. Powerful, not just physically. Powerful in their faith and in their manners can stand proud before Allah. So try to solve this, my friend. Life is too short. Life is too short. It's not worth it to remain single. Life is too short. If you are able to get married, get married. Do not delay it. Put your trust in God and say, I put my faith in Him. Oh God, help me. Tonight is Laylatul Qadr. I'm asking for your help. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. Remember, tonight we have millions of refugees from Syria, from Iraq, from Yemen, from other places who are living in camps in subhuman conditions. Remember them, Laylatul Qadr. Remember those who are in the hospitals. Remember those who could not make it to the mosque or the Islamic center. Remember those who need moral help, social help, financial help. Remember those who have been taken away from their families. Remember those who died for the cause of God and Islam and Ahlul Bayt, many of them. Remember the people who are under siege, the people of Bahrain, the people in the Arabian Peninsula, the people of Yemen, who are under constant bombardment during the days and the nights of Ramadan. Remember the people in Iraq, in Lebanon, in Syria, in other countries, those who need help, remember them. Remember the Islamic Ummah and pray for God to bring an end to these wars and these conflicts and this bloodshed. Allah does not want people to fight each other and kill each other over nothing. Allah wants people to put the weapon down and take the qalam, the pen, and build their communities. Get together, put their differences aside. So pray for them, pray for our ummah. Pray that we have a president who has aql, brain. Pray that we do not get a president who is a brainless, who is going to destroy the country and the whole world. Pray tonight. Say, Ilahi, I love America. This is my home. This is my country. It deserves a good leader. This country deserves good leader. A leader who uses his brain. Pray. So inshallah, we can have a good future, not only for the Muslims, for all communities here, for the black, for the Latinos, for the white, for the Muslims, for the non-Muslims. We need to live in this country side by side, helping each other, reaching out to each other. We need to learn from the conflicts in the Middle East and not to bring them here into this country. So pray for all these and pray for your children, for your parents, for your siblings, for your neighbors, for your friends in the community. Pray for all the Muslimin, the Mu'mineen tonight. And remember all of us in your dua. We're going to have few poetry in preparation for the dua of the Quran, inshallah. We're going to have 10 minutes or less some poetry, and inshallah we're going to carry this Quran and recite dua al-Quran, followed by the ziyarah of Imam Hussein. There is a special ziyarah during the nights of Qadr, and after the ziyarah, two rak'ah of the prayers for the ziyarah and two rak'ah of Salatu Laylatul Qadr, the special prayers of tonight, two rak'ah. And then after that, Dua al-Jawshan al-Kabir, followed by Dua Abi Hamza al-Thamali. And then we're going to give you the Suhoor, inshallah. Suhoor is going to be around 2:15 a.m. 2:15. So we're going to go non-stop from now until 2:15 a.m. Then we're going to have the Suhoor here for 30 minutes inside, and then we're going to do the qada of one day. We do that, we make up the prayers that we missed for one day. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. And then we do Dua al-Sahar. And inshallah by 4:15 we're going to do Salatul Fajr. And we let you go inshallah after that. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat allahumma ajjil fi faraj qa'idina wa sayyidina wa mawlana sahib al asr wal zaman wa ila arwah al shuhada'i wal mu'mineen wal mu'minat thawab al fatiha ma'a salati ala muhammadin wa ali muhammad.